Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center and Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off on Friday, and we started looking at being prisoners of words. We looked at the scripture, Proverbs 6:2, where it says, "You are snared by the words of your mouth, you are taken by the words of your mouth." And what a lot of people don't realize is that our words can trip us up, or our words can propel us forward. And so we want to pick up where we left off and look at how our words can affect us and keep us going the wrong way or the right way. So let's join the service right now.
You speak to yourself more than you speak to people. What are you telling yourself? I'm telling you, you got to listen to this word. It's from God. I haven't even got to the opening yet. This is from God. He says, you are entrapped, you're caught by a bait by the words of your mouth. Not my mouth, not someone else, not your wife, not your mouth. Your mouth. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. And those who love it will eat the fruit thereof, Proverbs 18:21. Your mouth. Everybody needs to know this. Everybody needs to get a hold of this. Because the Bible says in James, you know, the tongue is the smallest member of the body, and yet it can set fires around the world and cause war. You can cause wars with a little tongue. He says we bridle horses' mouths with a bit in the horse's mouth. We take a big ship, a huge ship with a little rudder, can steer it, can direct that horse. He says, who can control the tongue? I'm telling you, this is a powerful thing that God told us in the book of James. And so he says, you are taken by the words of your mouth. The word taken is from the Strong's number 3920. Captured or seized. You're captured or you're seized. Listen, by the words of your mouth. So we read that scripture again, the way I've written it down here. You're snared, you're caught by a bait, you're entrapped by the words of your mouth. You're taken, you're captured, you're seized by the words of your mouth. Amen. Kenneth E. Hagin, great man of God, said this. If you're not happy with what you have in life, check out what you've been saying. And let me tell you something. This works for everyone in this room, whether you believe it or not. It's going to work. And if you don't like where you're living and what's going on in your life, and I don't mean where you're living physically, I'm talking your life in general. If you don't like it, check your mouth. How did God create the world? With what?
Words.
He created the word with the world with what?
Words.
Words. In the beginning, God saw null and void. He said, light be, pew, came. Vegetation be, pew, came. Animals be, pew, came. Even us be, pew, came. And he said, I've created you. You sitting here in these chairs, watching on the internet. I created you in my image and my likeness. You're the only talking spirit beside me. There is no other talking spirit. Dogs, I got a dog. If my dog stood up and said to me one day, hey, dude, let's go for a walk, I'd probably faint. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread and bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You can't live without the word of God. You cannot, not you and me. Dogs and cats and birds and fish and bees can, but you and I cannot live by bread and bread alone, but what you eat. And, you know, That's it. So you have got to get your words under control. Pastor, what are you telling me? I don't control my words? Not always. And the Bible says in Matthew, he says, out of the abundance of the heart is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. What's in there is coming out. And what's coming out, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7, you're living. You're living. You tie it all together. And we go through life like a washing machine. Wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. Your clothes are smelling, it's not clean, but you still wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. It's tearing your clothes up, but you still wash, rinse, repeat. I'm telling you, it's a cycle. We have to get a hold of this stuff. People are destroying themselves. They're being captured. They're saying things like, I'm sick. Okay, you're sick, so why speak it? Why acknowledge it? Why agree with the curse and the devil? Why would you say, I'm sick, when God said you're healed? Why would you not rather say, by the stripes on his back and according to his word, I'm actually healed? Which is better? You feel better speaking life than you do speaking death. And yet we go through life speaking death all the time. I can't do it. Why can't you do it? I don't have the smarts. Why don't you have the smarts? I didn't study enough. I can show you people who never studied who did tremendous things for God. Smith Wigglesworth was one. He never studied. He couldn't read or write. Did you know that? Smith Wigglesworth couldn't read or write, and God used him to raise 23 men from the dead. And this, we're talking about the 1950s era. Yes. Era. We're not talking about David and Moses and the sons, you know, of Sceva and all of that stuff. No. So this is applicable to each and every one of us. And many people today are being held and prisoners of their words. Their own words are imprisoning them. What they say, what you say sometimes is holding you in bondage. And God had to teach me to stop saying what I feel and start saying what he said. Because if I have to say what I feel, well, I don't even feel like preaching today. I've already done one service. Well, I don't feel like getting up today. I'm lazy. I'm tired. I don't feel like it. I feel sick. I've got symptoms. I don't see I have the money. If I start speaking what I feel via my emotions, I'm going to be in deep trouble. I've got to speak faithful words that agree with the word of God. Make sure your words agree with God's word. If someone comes and tells you something, go look it up in the Bible and say, no, hold on, it says this. Now, you might be saying, because I can hear some of you thinking, what happens if the doctor says to me, you got arthritis? That's a fact, right? Now, it's a fact. We got x-rays, whatever. Where's Zoe, my sister? Stand up. Stand up. Right. The doctors x-rayed her. Can I tell? We were in tradition, right? I remember it all. We were in tradition. They said you had a hernia? And cancer, okay. So they did all the x-rays. It was a fact. Factual, am I right? It was a fact. The x-rays showed it. She came up for prayer. We prayed for her. She went back to the doctor, I think a week or 2 weeks later after that. They opened you up, and they found nothing. Can faith change facts? You better believe it. If they had just done the x-ray again, they would have said, we don't need to open you up. So the point is, yes, if the doctor says you got X, Y, and Z, listen to him, thank him for his advice, and then take it under advisement from the word of God. Say, okay, Lord, I'll take this medication. Because remember, God gave us doctors. He gave them brains. He gave us medication. It's all from him. So we're not going to cut that out and rule it out, but I'd rather not have doctors. I don't need doctors. Wouldn't that be better? I'd rather stay healthy than get healthy. Amen. Can you agree with that at least? How many of you like to get sick and then get saved and healed? No, I want to be healed all the time. Right? Because sick, you lose money. You can't make people around you love you so concerned. You can't get out of bed. You just feel sore and pain and aches and Your money's being taken away by every form of insurance and doctor you can imagine. Nothing good about sick. Nothing good about broke. Nothing good about fear. Are you hearing me? So you got to line up your word with God. So the doctor says X, Y, and Z. You say, thank you for your recommendation and whatever. You take the medication. You take the medication. You found in your by the stripes on his back, you're healed. You found in there, he took our infirmity and bore our sicknesses. You take the medication in line with the word of God. Father, I thank you. According to your word, I'm healed. I thank you this medication is not causing me any problems. There's not going to be any of those side effects where I change into a werewolf. Some of them, I'm telling you, you can't believe it. You'll turn into a werewolf. If you read the side effects, you won't take this stuff. I thank you will have no adverse effects. I thank you it will do what it's prescribed to do. And I get healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Whop, and you take it. Don't just blindly grab a handful, glug, glug. Trust the doctor. Trust God. How many have ever been wrong diagnosed? Look, I didn't even know that. How many have ever given the wrong medication and they had to change it? Come on, hands. How many times did they have to? And so you're like a guinea pig sometimes. Let's check this one out. Try that one out. That's the deal. So you've got to, by faith, take the stuff and you put it in your mouth after you've prayed. Yeah. How many of you pray before you eat? You better. The stuff they spraying on these chickens and ducks and geese and guinea pigs, I'm telling you, you don't want to eat all of that stuff. You better pray. Yeah, you better bless your food. The Bible says it is sanctified, means made holy, by prayer and thankfulness. He says, you pray over your food. Some people go into a restaurant, they're a bit embarrassed to be a Christian because there's some woke people in the table next to them. So they say, bless your food. That was their prayer. Bless it, Lord. No, don't be afraid to talk to God. Father, I thank you for this wonderful food you've given to me. And then you bless it. Every time we eat, every time I drink, thank you, Lord, for this food. Thank you for this drink. I thank you, Lord. I call it, and I go through the whole ritual again. I am sanctifying my food. I'm making it holy. You know, the Bible talks about your money. He says it's filthy lucre. Filthy lucre. Now, remember, money doesn't have a personality. The person who's carrying the money has a personality. If he's a drug dealer, money bad. If he's someone who's helping the church and people, money's good. Money doesn't have a personality. But God says, it's filthy lucre. You don't know where it's been. You don't know what it's accomplished. You don't know who's been handling that money, what they did with it. Maybe some hitman got paid with it and he cashed it in at the bank and you don't know how you got it. So he calls it filthy lucre. But he says the tithe, when you bring the tithe, if the first part, that's the first tenth of your finance, if the first part be holy, the whole lump becomes holy. Yeah. So now when I give my tithe every single week, twice a week, I give my tithes and offerings. Wow. Every time. What happens is I'm making whatever's coming in holy, and it'll last longer and it'll go further. And boy, I'm living the dream. Amen? Amen. So you got to start thinking God's way. Can you say amen? If you are a believer in the Word of God, you must speak what you believe. And you better believe what God says if you want victory to be yours. If you are a believer in the Word of God, you must speak what you believe. And you better believe the Word of God. Then victory will be yours.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 8 a.m. in our Tradition Town Hall.